The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street, so they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. Whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What a brilliant choice you have made to spend some of this Valentine's Day with the one who loves you the most. To have a candlelit dinner with the love of your life, complete with live music. St. Valentine, who is celebrated this day, was born, ordained, and eventually elected bishop in central Italy, about 65 miles northeast of Rome. While on a temporary stay in Rome, however, he was imprisoned, tortured, and martyred on February 14, 269. Nothing else is known of his life, though many legends exist. How he came to be associated with romantic love is also a bit unclear. Some have postulated it could be because birds pair off in mid-February. Others have thought it may have been made up whole cloth by Geoffrey Chaucer, yes, the Chaucer of the Canterbury Tales, in his book Parliament of Fools, set in a fictional context of a supposedly old tradition. In light of Valentine's imprisonment, torture, and execution, perhaps the dual celebration today, Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, it's not quite so odd. So welcome to Ash Wednesday, to the beginning of Lent, that time in the church year where we intentionally reflect on our response to God's love. The invitation of Lent is to look deeply at our relationship with God and others, to examine the part we play in the success and the failure of those relationships. And when we do look deeply, we recognize that far too often our response falls short of Jesus' exhortation to return that love of God to God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Too often it is characterized by competition with God, defiance of God, or seeking to impress God, which Isaiah addressed, or impress others, which Jesus speaks to in the Gospel from Matthew. These willful and self-serving responses to God's incredible gift of love separate us from God and build walls between us and our neighbors. The church calls this sin. But we can say with certainty that as far as our relationship with God, it is not God who moved. We are the ones cut off and dried out. Our relationship with God, our neighbor, and sometimes even our very selves have gone to dust. God knows that we are mortal, fallible, broken, and proud. We ignore, don't see, whitewash, whatever, the unlovely parts of our lives. God, says the psalmist, remembers that we are but dust. It is we who forget. And so Ash Wednesday begins with us being signed with a cross of dust. The good news is that God can do a whole lot with dust. Genesis tells us that God made humanity from the dust of the earth and breathed God's spirit into that dust, and it became a living being. In the same way, God makes new life from the dust of our failures and breathes new hope into our dreams. Because of this incredible truth, being signed with ashes and being reminded of our sins, failures, and brokenness does not leave us in despair. We do not go into Lent. We do not reflect on the myriad ways that we have fallen short, misused our power, and hurt others and ourselves without faith and trust that a different life is possible. We come to be signed with the cross of dust because we trust that God can accomplish in us what we are unable to do for ourselves. For reasons that Jesus never makes clear, access to that new life must go through the cross. All of our failure has to go to the cross. We can't hold it ourselves. We can't carry it. We can't get over it. We can't fix it. And the good news is we don't have to. That work, which we do not fully understand, cannot comprehend its depth nor fathom its breadth, that work has been done for us. And so we undertake the work of Lent. Self-examination and repentance, prayer, fasting and self-denial, reading and meditating on Scripture. We do so in response to what God has and is doing for us, rather than to make God notice us. For God knows us so well that God has counted the hairs on our head. In Psalm 51, which we will pray in a few minutes, the psalmist becomes clear about just how much he wants a new relationship with God. He wants a do-over. He wants a fresh start. He asks to be washed, cleansed, and transformed. He petitions, create in me a clean heart. Give me a change of heart, he pleads, a heart transplant, a heart to love rightly. But as the heart was the seat of intellect for Israel, he's also asking for a heart to think, to understand, to embrace how much he is loved. And I believe we want the same thing. The world is desperate for this kind of love, and we are no exception. Along with the paper hearts and beautiful cards we will see this day, are hearts of flesh and blood, hearts yearning for relationship with God and one another. Valentine's Day is a day for love, a day to be reminded of the tremendous love of God that surpasses all our understanding, undergirds all our relationships, and makes forgiveness and reconciliation possible. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by fasting, prayer, and self-denial, by reading and meditating on God's holy word. To make a right beginning of repentance and a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer.